Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. I want to say a little today on the subject of justification. Now, if you were to turn to what might be regarded the oldest book in the Bible, namely the book of Job, chapter 25, and verse 4, the question there is raised, how then can man be justified with God, or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Two very important questions, and I'm sure if you have never expressed them in words, they have been the exercises of your heart if you are a justified person today, or maybe if those questions have not been answered so far as you are concerned, you may have been rolling it over in your mind and desiring to know just how one could be justified before God. Now, let me point out that there is a vast difference between justification and pardon. It is possible for the governor of your state, and it is possible for the president of the United States to pardon a criminal who may have committed a most gross crime. It is not possible, however, for a governor, for the president, or the highest tribunal on earth to justify a criminal. You see, the word justified means to be cleared from all guilt. In other words, to have a standing before God as though I had never committed a sin, as though I had never committed an offense. Now, it is true that man has ever attempted to justify himself. Now, I'm confident, too, that while there is no clear answer to this question found in the Old Testament, I thoroughly believe that Job was a justified man. And I have no doubt that Job even tried to justify himself, but certainly was not justified on that ground, and I'll tell you why. Take his own words. If you turn to the 9th chapter of the book of Job and read it, verse 20, you would read these words, "If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse." Now, this is similarly answered in the New Testament. We hope that we'll see that in one of the broadcasts that follow, since we're on this line. But Job says, "If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me." Now, you'll notice the question as raised in chapter 4 was not, "How can I justify myself?" It was, "How can man be justified with God, or how can he be clean that is born of a woman?" Now, just one word I want to say further about Job, and then we shall quickly go to the New Testament, if we can work it in this broadcast. But in chapter 19, you have the words of Job where he says, "And for I know," that would be in Job chapter 19 and verse 25, "for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Oh, what a marvelous testimony. He could speak with such definiteness, and he could speak with such certainty as regards having to stand in the presence of God. You know, it would be a very solemn thing to have to stand in the presence of God, an unjustified person, that is to say, with sin on me. In fact, no one could possibly stand in his presence in that way. But Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." I wonder if you can say that I know my Redeemer liveth. Maybe you can speak of him and only think of him as a Redeemer, as one who has redeemed certain people that you have known in your past experience, and maybe some that you know even now, and you say, "Well, there's no doubt in my mind but what they know the Redeemer, no doubt in my mind but what they are justified." Now, we're going to pursue this a little bit further, though, and I trust that there will be exercise on your part right now, and you'll be rolling over in your mind today, and in the messages that we hope to follow along with on this most important subject. And I trust that you will not be satisfied until you know that you are a justified person, and to know Not that you have justified yourself. You couldn't do it, but unless you know that you have been justified by the God of heaven. Receive him today as your Savior, and you'll experience salvation and justification too, but more later in the will of the Lord.